Hi, I'm Justin Erickson. I'm a program manager in the SQL Server Database Engine team. I work in the high availability area in particular. I previously worked on database mirroring and failover clustering, and today I'd like to talk to you about what we're building in SQL Server Denali called Always On, which is our integrated end-to-end high availability solution that we're very excited to talk about. So when we look into how do we come about deciding what we build into Denali, kind of came down to a couple of things. We looked into what customers are achieving today based on our conferences and engagements with customers, and saw that there were a lot of customers that were able to achieve mission-critical high availability with SQL Server using our technologies, such as database mirroring, failover clustering, log shipping, and replication today. We asked them a bit more, and we're seeing that the needs in high availability are increasing, and there's also challenges in terms of how do I go and deploy these sets of solutions. And so one of the big things that we looked at when we were talking to customers is we kept hearing, hey, I need to have multiple synchronous secondaries, or I'm trying to figure out how I use that hardware that's sitting there for my availability for additional reporting workloads or get some return on investment there. We also saw that we had a very common set of discussions with customers on, I'm about to deploy high availability and I need to help to try to figure out what technology should I go and choose. Out of this and the Connect feedback and other sets of forums, we started realizing that what we really need is a flexible availability solution with an integrated and simple way of deploying and look into how do we achieve return on investment. So let's dive into a little bit of these areas quickly and see what do we choose to go and invest in these areas to achieve this. So we're talking about having a flexible solution, an integrated solution, and achieving return on investment. So when we look at flexible, we really want to give customers the choice that they really want to make. Not have to choose database mirroring or log shipping, but be able to choose, do I want instance level availability versus DB level? What are the databases that comprise my availability container? So looking at multiple databases that can fail over together, because an application oftentimes is not just a single database that we use in database mirroring or log shipping today, but oftentimes is a combination of these databases. Multiple secondaries is a very common requirement, and we see customers achieving this today by using technologies such as database mirroring with log shipping, but looking how we can provide that integrated solution right out of the box. The choice of whether I want synchronous commit or asynchronous commit, choices such as automatic or manual failover, decide whether the system is going to fail over. A common thing that we saw from a failover clustering technology is the ability to go configure when I want the automatic failover to kick in. So looking at how we provide a flexible failover policy that I can configure from making a decision of, hey, just diagnose what's going on and never fail over, all the way up to, okay, as soon as you see these types of errors, trigger that failover so the system can recover as quick as possible. Other things that we saw with flexibility in sort of consolidation space is how do I go and achieve more instances in a failover cluster on the same box? So supporting SMB file shares for my shared storage. Being able to choose for tempdb with failover clusters, do I want to have that on my local storage or do I want to use my SAN storage? So being able to configure where tempdb on shared or non-shared. And a couple more options like this. So when we look through, we really want to give the choices to the customer that they want to be able to answer and not have them make technology choices, but make deployment choices that make sense for their environments. Now as we increase the flexibility, another one of the challenges, well, how do I go and manage this system and make sure that I have that that simple deployment solution that SQL Server is known for? So when I look at the integration, we're looking at building an integrated configuration wizard. Which what this means is being able to present these choices in a way that you're answering just the choices that you want. You go and say, these are my databases, these are where the instances are going to live, and then have the system be able to go and help you and walk you through that deployment, even with the added complexity of multiple secondaries and multiple databases, making this a simple and easy turnkey solution. Having a dashboard that once this is deployed, that can roll up all the set of state information to help me diagnose, are things healthy? And if things aren't looking healthy, what are the reasons? How do I drill into finding that, hey, there may be a performance issue that's going on over here that I want to go look into a little bit more information on, or maybe one of my secondaries is not up and running properly. As part of integrated, we also want to make sure that there's multiple ways that customers engage and deploy solutions. So of course you have T-SQL, and you have SSMS or GUI utility, making sure you have PowerShell. And looking across these three and making sure that all the things that you can deploy from the flexibility get parity across these, and you can choose which one of these solutions am I going to use to go and deploy and be confident that you can do all the actions that are necessary there. Making sure that we support all our technologies, including FileStream, so you don't have to make choices of, do I want to use FileStream or do I want to use high availability? Something that we heard a lot from Database Mary. There's a technology that we call contained databases. I'll call it ContainDB here, which just allows you to go and say, over time you'll see a vision of how a SQL Server moves more things that are associated with the application into the database. In SQL Server Denali, the first example, which is one of the top apps that we hear, is moving logins into the database. So now when the database fails over, it takes the associated user credentials to connect to it over to the other side rather than having the users go and manage that outside the system like they do today. As part of the integration, making sure that we have good diagnostic information and easy access to that diagnostic information. And as we look at diagnostics, there are diagnostics at the SQL level, and increasingly we're seeing diagnostics and health detection at the entire data center level. And using System Center, making sure we have a first-class experience through System Center for always on is a key value add in Denali as well. So as you can see, we're talking about the flexibility that we give, how we make sure that you can deploy and manage that in a simple way. The next thing is, well, in addition to high availability, I'm purchasing multiple copies of my hardware. And it's very hard for me to make a justification to my leadership on why we need that additional set of hardware when we haven't had a failure of hardware in the past many months. So how can I actually make that purchase and be able to use that in the time up until when I get to that failure? So providing read access to the data onto the secondary side and providing backups from the secondaries. So what this allows me to do is now I can keep the primary using just that primary workload. I can offload some of the workload from the primary onto the secondary so that primary system can take in more throughput and my secondary is actually sitting there doing something useful for me. I could be running my reporting workloads and other sets of workloads on the secondary system rather than taking the data and replicating it somewhere else or using other sets of technologies like we do today. So across this, we're hoping that we're building you the flexibility that you want to be able to build your solution, giving you that easy deployment solution, and giving you the options of how to use that secondary hardware in an easy way. And this is always this is all built under that always-on technology set. So it's not a choice of, hey, do I use replication and get that read access, or do I use database mirroring to give me that fast failover, that you get all the technology choices together. Next thing I'd like to chat a little bit about is, okay, once we built this thing, common sets of questions of how do we go about prioritizing why we did these sets of technologies, and how do we prioritize some of the features that we have. So as we looked through these different pivots, we went and said, okay, what are the really key things that we want to have? So in terms of our prioritization, when I'm looking at a high availability system, the most important thing is avoiding what we call split brain. So we want to make sure that you never have two primaries that are up and running at the same time saying, hey, talk to me, and you have one guy going and withdrawing $100 from one bank account and another guy on another system going and withdrawing that same $100 and both of them not realizing that that there's another system up and running. Next thing is avoiding data loss. So we look at the priority of this and saying, at all costs, we want to give you the options to recover as much data as you can. So this goes into things like not allowing automatic failover to guys that are not synchronized, because that means that we may be throwing away transactions on that primary that you may not have intended of doing. As well as when you're doing a forced failover, failing over to a guy that's behind, suspending any of the other secondaries that may potentially have data that new primary does not have. And allowing you to be able to use a technology from read access to be able to go and query that data and recover that sets of data. And then our next priority was failover time. So this came into some decisions that we had to make. When we're giving read access on that secondary side, do we make that secondary go and have fully synchronized sets of data, in which case the primary is now waiting longer to go back and acknowledge to the user that, hey, the transaction is done, or do we go and say, let's go and make sure that the data is protected on the other side, and then have the primary up and running as quick as possible. And we optimize for the latter choice here. So we want to make sure that that primary workload is running as fast as it possibly can while getting the data protection. And what that means for the read access is you're getting actually a little bit of a delay when you're doing the read for reporting workloads. So you optimize to make sure that that primary is running as fast as you can. This kind of gives you a bit of an overview of what we're building in to not only what are the key pillars that we're going to be taking going forward in high availability, and how do we make a couple of the decision points here. Thank you for your time. I hope you get a chance to play around with Denali and let us know how we're doing in our high availability space.